It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mentioned that even though it's May, there's already continuing narrative about something that was annoying throughout last football season. And that, of course, had to do with the Chiefs and favoritism from the league and from officials. This was over on our betting network here on Odyssey, BetMGM Network. I do a show on Saturdays, but they have, of course, daily shows as well. And one of the shows hosted on the network, I always butcher his last name, so I do apologize. Sammy P is his Twitter account, so I'll stick with that. But it's like Panatovich or something, Panatovich. Okay. I don't know. I'm butchering it. Anyway, he was talking about the Chiefs' schedule and the primetime games and kind of how he's going to be betting it. And look, we've already got the narrative being thrown out there ahead of time.
Speaking of Kansas City, did you see how many primetime standalone games they've got this year? Eight.
Yes, I did. Eight.
Only eight. And they could have potentially two more if you consider the flex schedule.
Oh, wow.
So nine, maybe 10 primetime or standalone games. You think the refs might hold a little hand in those Kansas City games where they're playing on an island? You know the league wants everything to do with them being one of the best teams in the league. Never will you see that admitted anywhere publicly, but you know the league is at its best when Taylor Swift is in the mix. The refs tend to give the Chiefs the calls, and now they're going to be primetime or standalone at least eight times.
It's so lazy. It's so lazy.
In May 19th, we're out here saying Taylor Swift and the refs are fixing it for the Chiefs.
Yeah, and I'll just stick with it again. If you think the league is rigging anything for the Kansas City Chiefs and they've talked to the officials to also rig it, I thought we were smarter than that is what I would say. I thought we were smarter than that. Like, I know we all love theories and we think one team is getting favored, all that, but That was out there all last year, and people did their damnedest to come up with numbers to try to prove it. And then when they got fact checked, then people would try to do some more digging and everything. We've talked about this. Star quarterbacks in the league, yes, historically, Brady, Mahomes, Josh Allen, of course, as well, have the tendency to get more calls when it comes to 50-50 calls or roughing the passer calls. This narrative, though, that officials in these primetime games are going to make sure the Chiefs get calls, it's lazy. We've gone over this for now over a year. The Chiefs are in primetime more. They make you pay for making a mistake defensively more if there is a call that goes in their favor. Therefore, you think they are the beneficiary of calls more than any other team. But the fact that it's already out there, yeah, Sammy P, it's ridiculous. Lazy narrative stuff.
I guess a lot of this is just like, you've already settled into, it's a loser's mentality, in my opinion. And I don't know which team Sammy P cheers for, but I'm going to guess it's like the Giants, or some team that just like can't win. And it's just this, like, you got to have the preconceived notion of here it comes. The idea of betting on a game because you think the refs might have helped the Chiefs in a call in a game a couple of times over is, I mean, it feels early, man. It feels too early for us to be doing.
Like, we're already
this.
Planting the seed that that's happening. Now, look, when you bet, you should, if you think it is rigged for the Chiefs, then at least bet on the Chiefs. So then at least that makes sense. I'll give them that. Right, like if you're going to claim it, at least put your money where you think the team is getting the favored calls.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
The
Chiefs.
That's fine. But just the fact that we're already throwing before the season has even started. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm not interested. I think it's kind of ludicrous overall that this is even being brought up for a start, and I don't understand. Like someone said, it's just a lazy narrative, man. It's completely unnecessary to start bringing this up early enough. And also, like, the Taylor Swift thing, that's... I'm not saying they don't like Taylor Swift.
Of course they love Taylor Swift, and it's great for the league. But I don't think they told the refs, hey, you know, Taylor Swift, she's great. We need her so badly that I need you to purposely blow a call that hurts the Denver Broncos in this game. Like, come on.
I think there was a clear... I will say, I do think there was a clear emphasis from the league this year. I don't know if they were just, like... trying to juice the numbers before a new TV deal or what's going on. Even more than any other year, they swung for the fences in primetime this year. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Sunday night, Monday night football. They didn't mess around with a bunch of slugs.
They got to take care of their TV partners.
And I think that's what happened. I think the TV stuff got so spread out because, oh, standalone Peacock, standalone Netflix, standalone Prime. And all these people were like, hey, man, we saw the size check we were writing you. And we're picking out some ones we like. We're not messing around. We want the good stuff. And so, like, people are going to be... The Chiefs fatigue, if you thought it was already bad, it's going to be at an all-time high. Because by the time a flex game hits, the Chiefs will end up on some Saturday game in December or whatever, too. They will end up with 9 standalone football games this year outside of it.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.